Well, welcome to this edition of Trojan Preview, our first edition of the new high school football season here on KJAN. I'm Jim Field, joined by Nick Ross, the new head football coach here at Atlantic, getting ready for his very first trip onto the sidelines as the head man in charge. Coach, it's pretty good to be back in Trojan black and gold and be out there leading the boys this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, growing up in Atlantic, coming from here and having some of the experiences that I was fortunate enough to have as a student athlete here in Atlantic, you know, I was really excited about the opportunity to come back and be able to kind of pay it forward and try to create for these kids the type of experience that I was able to have. And so, you know, I'm excited to be here and get that going, and we're ready for the year. You know, it's been a long time practicing against each other so far these last 4 weeks, and we're ready to go after somebody else.
Well, and practice didn't just start a few weeks ago. Football, like many sports, is an all-year-round thing. Kids are preparing constantly. They get plans. They need to follow through on these kinds of things to make themselves better, not just physically, but also mentally, to prepare themselves for what's going to happen each and every time out. Did the kids do a good job in the off-season to get themselves ready for what comes ahead?
Yeah, you know what? We upped the ante this year as far as the off season goes. You know, the main thing we emphasize to the kids is to be out for athletics all the time. You know, just never to lose that competitive edge. And it's hard to keep your edge if you're not out for a sport. So we really emphasize that, and it's been great to work with the other coaches here in Atlantic. They're very flexible and understanding of, you know, how important the weight room is to every sport. So it's great to get those kids, you know, in the weight room and keep them competitive in all sports. And our kids have really answered the bell since we did, you know, increase expectations. And hopefully that will lead to some success on the field.
Well, you had some success here as well at Atlantic, and it would be nice to parlay that over to these kids too. You know, the football program's had a few up and down years here and there. They've had some success. They've had some failures. But, you know, it boils down to good hard work, and you've got a pretty good core group coming back this year to help this program move forward. Offensively, you're probably one of the guys that other coaches look to and envy. You've got your quarterback coming back. You've got your top yard gainer on the ground back. You've got your two top receivers back from last year. I mean, there are a lot of positives to look at, but there is some shuffling in the line, and you know, that's where it all kind of starts.
Yeah, we do have a good group of kids coming back for this year, and the one thing that we want to emphasize to our team as well is, you know, we want to start things off in a great way this year, but we want to start something right now that's going to carry on year after year. And you said it, you know, we have a good opportunity to get a great start, you know, and a fresh start for Atlantic football and myself. So we're excited about that opportunity, and we do. You know, we've got Harrison Hoyd coming back, and he's got a few years experience at quarterback, and he works very hard in the offseason in the weight room, on the whiteboard, watching extra film. So Harrison's done a great job, and we'll expect big things out of him this year, and we'll keep pushing him. You know, along with him, we've got four guys in the backfield that we're pretty excited about. Jake Dvorak, you know, last year showed signs of brilliance out there, and he's really increased his commitment to the team and work ethic, and we're excited about what he's going to bring to us with his newfound energy and passion. You know, another guy to talk about is Cray Lucart. Cray is naturally fast and quick, and he didn't do anything but make himself better this offseason. He was in the weight room all the time, increased his strength a great deal, and that also increased his speed. And he's a kid that's really driven to succeed and had a very, very, very good offseason. Along joining those two guys, kind of leading the way for them in the backfield, will be Logan Steffens. And Logan is another kid who, you know, we feel comfortable giving the ball to, but also we feel like he's going to be powerful enough to kind of be our lead blocker at times as well. And then another guy that you're going to see in the backfield a little bit is a sophomore, Brody Peterson. Brody's kind of put together the blueprint of how to get on the field as a sophomore. He worked his butt off last year. He went out for four sports, including track. He was in the weight room all the time, you know, and it's not a coincidence that you're going to see him on the football field, because he's really put in what it takes to be there.
Well, this is going to be a pretty athletic team.
It is. It is. You know, that I'd say that's our strength, and it's no secret. Looking, you watch us on film, we've got some nice athletes on the field, but we're only going to go as far as our offensive and defensive fronts take us, and that's a big emphasis for us. We have some kids coming back that we feel very comfortable with and that are going to do a nice job. Just to name a few, Tyler Christensen is returning as a starter. Jordan Mock coming off Some health issues that he faced last year is really a miraculous story, and a huge credit to him how hard he's worked to get back into playing shape. So we're excited to have Jordan back, and really excited just to see him on the football field and see him having fun with us. And then another kid coming back is Nick Olson. Nick is a little probably undersized for a prototypical lineman, but he's fast, he's strong, and he's aggressive, so he makes up for that. And then the other two positions on the offensive line are really up for grabs. We have about four kids we feel, could step in there and do the job, but we're really looking for somebody to just own that position and really take that thing over.
You bet. Well, we talk about offense, so many of these skill players back again from last year. You look over on defense and, yikes, so many of the tacklers gone from last year. Eight of the top 11 guys who recorded tackles last year not on the roster this year. They've graduated, moved on. So there is a little bit of rebuilding to do there. And you're an old defensive guy. You kind of take some pride in that side of the ball.
Yeah, that's one of my big responsibilities as far as just the on the field side is defense. And we are, we're missing some guys that played huge roles for us last year. We have, I think, only out of our front seven, we only have two of those guys returning. So we're missing five of them. And we've got even one of them that's coming back is changing positions. So really, we've got six new guys playing in our front seven on defense. On one hand, that's scary, but at the other hand, you get some kids that have been working and chomping at the bit and really want to get in there. So they want to prove themselves, and that's what we want. Kids that want to be on the field are excited to play football, and that's what they've shown. So, it's going to be a test. Clarinda's tough. They want to come out and run the ball, and they want to be physical, and I think that's exactly what we need for our first game, for these guys to figure out, kind of what Southwest Iowa football is all about, playing a physical brand and really trying to make our mark on a defense. We have some kids that we feel can do the job. While it is concerning, we are excited about the kids that are filling those spots, and hopefully we can get them some quality experience.
Well, you touch on Clarinda tonight, the opponent at the Trojan Bowl here this evening. Clarinda, quite frankly, lost an awful lot from last year. They saw a lot of kids graduate last year, including Tyler Stevie, their quarterback, and he was really the catalyst behind most of what they were able to do, especially offensively. They're out here, too. They're a bit of a commodity that they're not sure about right now, trying to find their way through some things. So, nobody really knows for sure what they have yet this time of the season. It's going to happen on the first night.
Yeah, the one thing for sure out of Clarinda is they're going to come up here expecting to win a football game. They're not to be overlooked, to say the least. They're going to come up here, they're going to be physical, they're going to blitz us, and they're going to try to pound the ball at us. And we have to be ready for that, and we have to match that and beat that. As far as the brands of football that we play, I consider us very similar. So we have to make sure we up the ante and do the things that we want to do better than they're able to. And they did graduate some kids is what I hear. We didn't see them last year. We're just happy to have the opportunity to get on the football field, start our season, and play a quality opponent that we know is going to give us a tough matchup.
Well, and Clarinda is one of those teams. Yeah, they're a 2A school by classification, but they don't look at that. They don't care. They play in the Hawkeye 10. They're used to playing against like Atlantic and Harlan and Lewis Central and those schools. I don't think it really matters to them too much about the size of the school that they're playing against. So to look at it and say, well, this is a 3A versus a 2A, we should have an advantage. Not necessarily. They're used to coming here.
Yeah, that's right. And I was here a few years ago in a role as an assistant, and they came up and they put it to us. And they don't care that we're 2 or that we're 3A and they're 2A. Just like you said, they're going to come out. They're going to be physical. They're going to be fast, and they're going to expect to win. What we tell our kids is, we any game we go into, we expect to win as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go out there and play hard, regardless of who our opponent is, just like what Clarinda is going to do.
Absolutely. Coach, you always go through some tough situations during the preseason workouts and stuff because kids are competing for jobs. They're working hard. Sometimes that leads to some bangs and bruises and a little injury problem here and there. How do we come through?
That's the one thing we've been pretty fortunate with. We don't have huge numbers and a lot of depth. And we've had a very physical camp with guys competing, like you said. But we came through it okay. No one seriously dinged up. So we're ready to play a game, that's for sure, and we're ready to stop pounding on each other.
Very good. Well, we introduced new head coach Nick Ross. With a new head coach, usually comes some new guys standing next to him on the sidelines. You want to talk a little bit about your assistant cast?
Yeah, the offensive coordinator is going to be Drew Duff, and Drew was with us last year. You know, and Drew is in a new position as offensive coordinator, and he's put in a ton of time, just working on, you know, a little bit of new wrinkles here and there for us offensively. You know, we'll look similar to what we did last year, and that's great for the kids to have some consistency like that. But we'll do a couple. We tweaked a couple things that that we think will have a good impact for us this season. So Drew's done a great job, and I know he'll do a good job for us this year. Moving on past him, Scott Yates was with us last year in a volunteer role, and Coach Yates works with the defensive backs, the running backs, and also is kind of the coordinator of the special teams. And Coach Yates is with us full-time this year, and we're happy to have him. He's had some head coaching experience, college playing experience, so you know, he really knows his stuff and works well with the kids, so it's great to have Coach Yates. Another guy on our varsity staff is new to Atlantic as a teacher and coach. Brian Woods is straight out of college from Wartburg, was a football player there, and actually got a little bit of coaching there as well. So we're excited about what he's going to bring to our team. He's coaching wide receivers and defensive backs and also coaching the JV defense. At the freshman level, we have Paul McKay, and Coach McKay has been around Atlantic a long time. He's coached, me for one, and he's coached a lot of kids that have come through our program. And he is just an awesome leader, a great guy to be around. And so we feel very excited and lucky to have a guy like Coach McKay working with our younger group of kids. Joining Coach McKay at the freshman level will be another guy that's new to Atlantic, another new teacher, Dan Vargason. Coach Vargason's going to work with the freshman defense. He'll work with our special teams, our kickers, and also work with the linebackers as well. So, you know, feel good about a staff. And you know, another thing I guess that I can't forget for sure is we have some guys volunteering their time. And those guys, you know, they have to go out and spend money to get their coaching certificate, and they have to adjust their work schedules and take time away from their own families. And they come out here and they do this for free. They do it because they like being around the kids and working with them. A couple of those guys are Jared Merkel, who will be joining us this year working offensive line and defensive line. Nathan Ross will be working with linebackers and fullbacks. Cam Smith is going to work with us when he can, you know, just with some offensive scheme things. And then Chase Roller is a guy that's been around the program for a few years in that volunteer role. And Coach Roller will be helping with the O-line and D-line. So we appreciate those guys, and they're great with the kids.
Coach, will folks be able to walk away from a Trojan football game and say, yeah, that looks like a Nick Ross-style team?
Well, I don't know what that means exactly. But, you know, as far as, you know, what I hope to see on Friday night, you know, number one, we need to be physical. That's on both sides of the ball. We want to physically dominate the line of scrimmage. That's the goal, and that's the key to a lot of games. So, you know, we want to do that. We want to be fast, aggressive, physical, all of those things. But at the same time, we got to play within ourselves. You know, we need to be disciplined, play within our schemes, take care of the football. So I guess, you know, the big things to look for are, again, aggression, physicality, and then the last thing would be making sure we play with some discipline as well.
Very good. So. Clarinda? Trojan Bowl, kickoff 7:30 tonight, the first game of the Nick Ross era as head coach of the football Trojans. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. That's Coach Nick Ross. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.